to the microphone. Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Coach, that was as good of a defensive performance as I've seen Bowling Green, and they've had some good ones over the years. They made life tough on you, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did. You know, we actually had more space in the third period is when we had the most space. We had no space the first two periods, but part of it was on us, but part of it was them. They defend like mad. They're tough as nails. But we, you know, I didn't think we established I don't think we established a lot of space for ourselves. You know, you got to move the puck against these guys. You got to reverse rim. You got to get pucks to the weak side. You got to let the puck do the work because your feet, it's hard to close so fast. So we neglected to do that, and thus it was a tough two periods of trying to get anything going. We couldn't muster up anything.
Obviously, scoring the first goal is always a big thing, but a team like that, I mean, it's really hard to. It seems, their style of play makes it hard to do stuff offensively when they've got a lead and can get it out so quickly just by throwing it off the glass.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's how they play, and they are. They're good with the lead, boy.
You had the 5-on-3 there, and every team does it on the power play. Your top two guys on the power play always come to about the tops of the circles there. But when the way they defend, do you need to spread them out a little bit more and maybe have those top two guys in your power play a little closer to the blue line?
No, it's too far out. You can't be that far out. You got to shrink it. But we just didn't get any motion going. A couple of times we wanted to walk and kick it down to Miller for a quick strike play. And, you know, we got the puck down to Miller, but then we just couldn't get anything off that. Then we wanted some one-timers. But, you got to watch being too far out on a 5-on-3, Schulze. You got to really watch that.
Well, despite how tight, they were defensively, like you said, you had more ice in the third period, which is a little surprising. But, boy, those penalties inopportune, and they kind of killed some of the momentum for you there in the third.
Yeah, but then we got a 5-on-3 to tie it up. And, you know what, so we step on our own foot right there. So, again, it is what it is. But the bottom line is, Biss, it comes down to a 5-on-3, and we don't get it done. So that's on us.
You give up a goal 26 seconds in. You get two shots in the second period, all in the last minute. That's a recipe for disaster, and yet down the stretch you're in. That tells your guys were working their tails off.
Oh, yeah, our guys battle hard. They battle hard, and it's a sport. We play it. You could have predicted this anyway. It's just the way it goes.
See you tomorrow night,
all right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.